And Congress is nearing an agreement on a $1 trillion spending bill to keep the government running now that President Trump has apparently backed off his threat to cancel government subsidies for low-income people buying health insurance, subsidies that were called for under Obamacare. But this budget bill could still be derailed by a new House Republican plan to replace Obamacare. Yesterday, members of the House Freedom Caucus approved a more conservative version of their replacement, the American Health Care Act. It needs support from moderate Republicans to pass, but Democrats say they won't vote for the budget if it does. Julie Rovner of Kaiser Health News joins us. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Robin.
So help us take a look at all of this. First of all, what these Republicans are excited about is an amendment floated by New Jersey Rep. Tom MacArthur. It would essentially, as we understand it, allow states to opt out of some of the mandates under Obamacare, including covering pre-existing conditions, charging everyone the same for health care, not charging sicker people more, requiring that plans have basic benefits, including prescription, mental health care. What would this amendment do with the people who would then be dropped by states that have opted out of those mandates?
Well, it does say that if states want to waive them, that there must be some place for them to go. That could be a high risk pool, which has been have been talked about over the years, which used to exist before the Affordable Care Act, and which frankly didn't work that well. The Republicans say, well, they have some more money for them, but most analysts look at that and say it's not nearly enough. So, you know, basically what they're fighting about is the conservatives said that the bill, as the Republicans introduced it, would not have reduced premiums enough. This would be a way to reduce premiums. And it might be a way to reduce premiums for healthy people, but it certainly would not reduce premiums for sick people.
Well, you mentioned these high-risk pools that states would be required to put in place. House Speaker Paul Ryan had a press conference today. He raved about what's being called the MacArthur Amendment. But a reporter asked him, why are you using these high-risk pools? They didn't work before Obamacare. States can't afford them. And Ryan said, oh, yes, they did. So obviously they feel they do.
Well, yes. I mean, you know, Paul Ryan mentioned the one in Wisconsin, his home state. And within minutes, people had posted reports out of Wisconsin that pointed out that its high risk pool didn't cover pre-existing conditions for the first 6 months, that there were a lot of people who couldn't get in and that premiums were pretty high. So it depends on what your definition of is of works well.
Yeah. OK. The CEO of Anthem, which is one of the country's largest insurers, said yesterday that his company would leave some federal health care exchanges in place if the government stops providing so-called cost-sharing reductions. These were the things that we mentioned that were set up under the Affordable Care Act, where the government, you know, helped pay for some low-income insured when they couldn't afford it, and insurers said that they couldn't afford it. Now, we understand, you know, Republicans, you know, hated that, but we understand that under their new plan, an alternative for these high-risk pools that some Republican lawmakers are backing is an invisible risk-sharing program, a federal backstop in which the government would help pay for some of the sicker enrollees. Aren't they the same?
Pretty much. And what's complicated is that you've got two different issues on two different bills. But you're right. They wrap into the same things. The Republicans have really hated these cost sharing reductions. These are to help low income people, people with income under 250% of poverty, pay not their premiums. That's a separate program, but their cost sharing, their deductibles, their copayments, their coinsurance. And there's a lawsuit going on saying that Congress never appropriated this money. And most experts agree that Congress didn't appropriate the money. One of the ways that they could, you know, fix the problem, insurers say they'll drop out unless they get these funds, which they are contractually obligated to provide, these discounts, is Congress could just appropriate the money. And that's what Democrats had wanted. Republicans have called it insurer bailouts. But as you point out, in their companion health bill, they have what you could consider insurer bailouts, too.
Yes.
So it's much more politics than substance right now.
But they are calling it the invisible risk sharing program. Look, what do you think in the 30 seconds we have? What do you think is going to happen with this new Republican plan?
It is very unclear. You know, Speaker Ryan said that they will vote when they think they have the votes. Clearly, that's not yet. In the meantime, you've got this funding bill that may or may not include these cost sharing reductions, probably not at this point. And the administration that says maybe we'll keep making them and maybe we won't.
OK, that about wraps it up. Julie Rovner with Kaiser Health News. We'll keep an eye on all of it. Thank you.
You're welcome.